The state parole board heard several hours of emotional testimony yesterday in the commutation petition of Thomas Kuntz, the former Marine. He is serving a life sentence for shooting and killing a man in 1987. His case is the first clemency hearing in the state since Governor Charlie Baker took office, and WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Thomas Kuntz told the parole board that he's a different person now than when he went to prison in 1992 for the fatal shooting of 24-year-old Mark Santos.
His life was abruptly cut short, and I am responsible for that, and I'm sorry.
Kuntz often became emotional as he apologized to the Santos family as well as his own family and supporters.
I'm forever grateful and indebted to you all for standing by me at this crucial stage in my life. Thank you.
In 1987, when Kuntz was 20 years old, he was on a two-week leave from the Marine Corps and visiting his home in Brockton. While out with friends, Kuntz said they came across an angry mob beating people and smashing cars with bats. He said he fired a single shot from his legally held gun to scare off the crowd, and that shot hit Santos in the chest.
When I fired that shot, it was a warning shot. I don't know how it made its way into his heart.
Kuntz said when he learned that Santos had been killed and Kuntz's friend was charged with murder, he went to police.
I just felt obligated to go turn myself in and at least admit to the fact that I fired my gun out there.
Kuntz's first trial ended in a hung jury, but he was convicted of first-degree murder at his second trial in 1992. Yesterday, the board questioned Kuntz for more than 4 hours. Much of it focused on whether he took full responsibility for the crime. Board member Tonomy Coleman asked if Kuntz thought the mistrial, his lack of a criminal record, and that he didn't intend to kill would allow him to escape jail time, and if that was why Kuntz rejected deals to plead guilty to manslaughter charges before both trials.
If you accept responsibility for shooting someone, even though you didn't intend it.
No, listen, I agree. And in some senses, I wish I would have done that way back then. Obviously, I certainly wouldn't be sitting before you today if I had taken responsibility at that point.
The hearing also focused on the 28 years Kuntz has spent in prison. Four people who worked with him in various prison programs testified on his behalf. While incarcerated, Kuntz earned a degree from Boston University, participated in dozens of self-improvement programs, and helped start a restorative justice program. He also wrote a letter of apology to the Santos family. But the victim's mother, Virginia Santos, was among four family members who testified in opposition.
You will never know my pain unless your son was taken from me under the same circumstances.
Michelle Santos, the victim's sister, said her family is still grieving, and she urged the board not to approve commutation.
Our life sentence can never, ever be commuted, and neither should Mrs. Holmes's life sentence.
Bristol County District Attorney Thomas Quinn acknowledged the effects on the Santos family. He also pointed out that his office supported Kuntz's 2010 commutation petition because it believed first-degree murder charges weren't warranted. The board rejected the 2010 request, saying that Kuntz's rehabilitation efforts in prison were focused on helping others, and he did not address the underlying causes of his own criminal conduct. Yesterday, Quinn said he supports the new petition.
After weighing the totality of the circumstances, his background, military service, despite the terrible thing that he did, I think his case is a case that would warrant serious consideration for commutation.
The board will keep the case open for 2 weeks for more input and then make a recommendation to the governor. If Governor Baker approves, the petition goes to the governor's council. If they sign off, Kuntz's charges would be reduced to second-degree murder, and he would be eligible for parole. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.